The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
5850. That's GUY to 85850.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Crow Show, live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
How you doing, folks? You never know. You never know what's going to pop up in the news. My girlfriend is not hungry. That's a menu item on a menu on an Arkansas diner. I kid you not. UPI story. Arkansas diner's menu going viral after a customer shared a photograph of an unusual option called My Girlfriend's Not Hungry. Nick Chisler's... interesting name, posed a photograph Facebook showing the menu listing at Mama D's in Little Rock, Arkansas. It allows a customer to add extra fries, chicken wings, or cheese sticks to an entree so they can be shared with the significant other who says, I'm not really hungry, you know, and then start eating off of the friend's plate. Well, there you go. Mama D said... Well, of course, the post went viral quickly, and the reactions ranged from amused to accusations of sexism, of course. Mama D said, look, it was a post merely as a solution for those who tend to dine with people who eat the food off of their plate. And then there's this weird story, a Guinness World Records enthusiast. I read this, I saw the pictures, and I still have a hard time imagining it. The guy balanced a running lawnmower on his chin by the handle, folks. Straight up, lawnmower in the air, running. Balanced it on his chin for 3 minutes and 52 seconds in Idaho. David Rush, who obviously has too much time on his hands, said he trained for 3 years and 3 months before attempting the stunt at the ESPN Road to the X Games event in Boise. He was able to balance the lawnmower on his chin for 3 minutes, 52 seconds while its blades were spinning, and a Guinness adjudicator was on hand to verify that he had defeated the... Oh, there's other people crazy enough to do this. He defeated the previous record of 3 minutes and 1 second. And as a matter of fact, Rush has broken more than 100 Guinness records in his efforts to promote STEM education. Somewhere along the line, I don't know. On serious matters, on July 10th this week, Wednesday, more than a dozen religious freedom rallies are going to be held in 15 major cities across the U.S., giving desperately needed attention to our brothers and sisters suffering for their faith around the world. We're going to talk about that tomorrow during the 5 o'clock hour with Frank Gaffney as he and others of the Save the Persecuted Christians organization, Nations in Action, and other partner organizations are sponsoring these rallies. We'll get all the details tomorrow, but you can check the information out ahead of time at SaveThePersecutedChristians.org and also at ReligiousFreedomRally.org. Speaking of religious freedom and that sort of thing that we talk about a lot here on the show, coming up in just a few minutes, I'll talk with Louen Sabatier of 21 Wilberforce about the U.S. State Department's convening of the second ministerial to advance religious freedom. That's going to be held next Tuesday through Thursday, July 16th through 18th, here in Washington, D.C., under the direction of U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. So those are some very important events that we want you to know about as well. Meanwhile, we're also seeing some wonderful responses to our campaign with Heart for Lebanon. It's a campaign to bring desperately needed relief to at least 102 families in Lebanon, Syrian refugees driven from their homes with literally nothing but the clothing on their backs by the brutal forces engaged in the years-long war in Syria, as you know. And in their time of great adversity, God has raised up a ministry known as Heart for Lebanon. Now, you've been hearing us tell you about it. We're going to be telling you more about it throughout this month as it's our campaign for this month. Thus far, you've provided for unofficially some 47 families of six people each to receive desperately needed education, food, and other means of survival from the folks with Heart for Lebanon. I want to thank a few folks who've been giving in that regard. Jack in Medford, New Jersey, $348, taking care of a family of six for an entire year. David in Manassas, Virginia, $116 for a family for 4 months. Jennifer in College Park, Maryland, $348 gift, taking care of a family for a year. Suda in Sterling, Virginia, a $200 gift. That provides for a family for a year and a half, almost a year and about 20 months in all. Jerome in Ashburn, Virginia, a $348 gift. Another family provided for a year. The same from Linda in Woodbine, $348 gift, providing for a family for an entire year. David in Boyds, Maryland said, hey, I want to take care of the needs of two of those families of six each for a year, $696 gift. Tom in Gaithersburg, a $232 gift, providing 6 months of provision for a family of six. Ken in Gainesville, Virginia, $600, nearly two families, one and I guess about 1.8 families provided for an entire year, with that generous gift of $600. Rich in Arlington, thank you, my friend, for that gift of $348 for a family. Maxine in Bowie, another family provided for a year with your $348 gift. And Jeffrey in Columbia said, hey, I want to do that $116 taking care of a family of six people for a four-month period. And that's what we've been telling you. Your gift of $116 helps provide 4 months of Christian education, food, and other essentials for survival for a refugee family of six through the ministry of Heart for Lebanon. Others of you, your gift of $348, we've had a number of those taking care of a family for an entire year. And while we're doing some other things during this part of the show, we would welcome your help to get this job done and get these families provided for. Our goal, our threshold goal, is 102 families to be provided for. Your gift of any amount does that. Some of you have said, hey, I can do $29 a month for 12 months. That gets us to the same place. If you'll give a gift of $29 a month for 12 months, you will have provided for a family for an entire year with your gift. Here's the number to call, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222. Or online, go to WAVA.com. You can enter the keyword heart or just click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. When we come back, we're going to talk with Louanne Sabatier from 21 Wilberforce. Very important discussion about events coming up next week.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail, Because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about. Investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group. Serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 1-800-462-3333. That's 1-800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. Once again, reminding you, your gift of any amount helps us as we partner with Heart for Lebanon, bringing relief to suffering individuals, many of them coming with no faith, coming out of the Muslim world, as a matter of fact, and very disillusioned and great suffering, but opportune moment for them to come to faith. And many of them are doing so, by the thousands, in fact. So we invite your gifts to help us with this campaign. And you can make a difference. $348 one-time gift will care for a family in Lebanon for an entire year through Heart for Lebanon. Number to call is 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com. It's been well stated that advancing international religious freedom for everyone remains one of the defining challenges of our times. I know many of you would agree with that. Fortunately, the evidence is there and growing that it's becoming a top foreign policy priority, at least with the current administration.
reflected, among other things, in the fact that from July 16 through 18, the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, will convene the second ministerial to advance religious freedom. It's going to be held on those dates here in Washington, D.C. What's it all about, and what was the first one about, and where to from here? All of that and more, as I'm joined by Luann Sabatier, Director of Communications with 21 Wilberforce. You know it as an international religious and human rights advocacy organization based here in D.C. And Luann, we talk about this from time to time. We talked about the first one. How significant is this event, and what's it all about, really?
Good afternoon, Don. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. It's actually a historic event. This will be the second year that the administration and the State Department, Secretary Pompeo and Ambassador for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, have convened. And what that convening means, they invited parliamentarians, diplomats, faith leaders, journalists, civil society activists from 120 nations to come to the United States, to Washington, D.C. for 3 days. One of the important things is they want some positive outcomes. So it brings together these leaders to not only talk about challenges facing religious freedom, but as importantly, to identify ways that they can address this persecution and discrimination worldwide. So they focus on some concrete outcomes and follow up. And we can tell from last year that there were ongoing regional meetings in parts of the world. Because, Don, what's happening is the worst actors against religious freedom are getting worse. And we know one other message, in fact, that where religious freedom flourishes, economic prosperity increases and terrorism decreases. So why I was grateful for the opportunity is, before we get off the air, I'll give a couple websites, because two things. This will be live streamed, so any American, any citizen, any person that has internet access can actually log on and watch a lot of those proceedings, and they're absolutely fascinating. Let me tell you why. Some of the survivors from countries all over the world, many, many survivors from China, Iran, Nigeria, the Middle East, will be there telling their stories and what they came through. You will also have some outlooks from different diplomats. So it's fascinating. Even if someone wants to drop in, you don't have to register, and it's free to watch.
And do you have that website now that we could give?
Yes. That live feed, as well as the schedule of events, and also on this website for the State Department, will be all the survivors that will be speaking. And this will be up in the next day or two, but it's state.gov/religious freedom. So it's state.gov/religious freedom.
Excellent. Excellent. We'll repeat that again a couple of times, folks. And this is so important because this is the first administration that I can recall that has given any serious attention that we know of to these issues. And of course, there's been, as you and I've talked every week, an incremental rise in the persecution of Christians and other people of religious persuasions over the last few years. But this administration seems to be out in front on this issue in a way that hasn't been so in the past. And I think we need to let members of the State Department and the White House and others, congressmen and senators, know that this is the sort of thing we want them to be doing.
Right, absolutely. And to show you, there's one other website that is free. What happens is there are about 1,000 individuals coming, but in addition, there are about 120 groups, everything from Open Doors to Save the Persecuted, to you name it, any group, International Christian Concern. They all, most of them, have representatives here, and they will be hosting different side events. And a lot of those you can watch on Facebook Live. And literally, there are 120 events running in addition to the main meeting. And they're fascinating because people always want to know, what can I do to get involved? And so not just watching this, but all of these, there may be something that touches a chord that someone says, I want to join that group, or I want to get involved. So that other website where you can see the free listing of all the things that you can watch on Facebook, or even they're free to attend if you're here in Washington next week. It is irfroundtable.org. That's irfroundtable, just like it sounds, .org. And that stands for International Religious Freedom Roundtable. It's an unofficial loose coalition of about 120 organizations who gather weekly to talk about international religious freedom. And so they're very excited that that the State Department is hosting this event. And so they're using their own resources, such as we're partnering with Christianity Today. We're going to release the third annual International Religious Freedom Scorecard next week, which tells you how Congress votes on all the international religious freedom issues. So it's just a wonderful platform to tell the world, because, Don, it's really important that everyone, we take it for granted. You know, today I had lunch with someone from Japan who said, the world looks to you for leadership, to the U.S. on this issue. And so the world will literally, journalists from every part of the earth will be here next week too, covering it. And so you can be there. It may not be in person, but you can log on in Facebook or live stream.
Again, I also understand that Sam Brownback, of course, our ambassador at large for international religious freedom, is going to be doing something on the 15th, I think I read. He's going to be hosting a private tour of the Holocaust Museum and also, I think, deliver some remarks and have a candle lighting ceremony. Can you tell us anything more about that? Is that open to the public?
No, that is not. That is the only event that is not open to the public. There are some just sensitivities to the size of the crowd, because it would
sure.
just they can't accommodate it. But many of these other things where Ambassador Brownback, for instance, he will be attending several of the side events in addition to being the host. And that's why you can in the program of the side event. A side event literally means it might be a lecture, it might be a reception, it might be a screening of a movie. For instance, one filmmaker, a Christian filmmaker, is coming in from LA who worked with women survivors, Christians around the world, and she did videos of them. And it's called Dare to Overcome, and they're hosting a free screening, and you can log on live to that and see these what women in media are doing to tell the stories of persecuted survivors. It's just an incredible array, no matter whether it's about China, Iran, North Korea, India, Nigeria. You can, I hate to say this, but pick your passion, and all of those groups will be hosting some kind of a meaningful event.
Now, I also understand, I only have a couple of minutes left, but I understand the State Department's also going to be presenting its first ever International Religious Freedom Awards to individuals who have really shown some leadership and demonstrated just a dedication to promoting religious freedom. Is that right?
Right. That is correct. And that is the best kept secret. No one knows what that is, but we're very excited that they're, you know, and I will say other administrations, in fairness, have taken a very keen interest in this topic. I will agree with you. It is elevated in the current administration in terms of hosting this ministerial, which is a extremely difficult event to organize and orchestrate. And to their credit, last year they could only accommodate 300 diplomats. And then, this year it was raised to 1,000. So they're, because so many people were excited around the world to participate. And here's the thing to note, Don, it's not about the event itself. It's what happens afterwards. And sometimes it's the networking between even the diplomats or the legislators or the civil society or faith leaders. And they go back into their countries or into their regions. And what we're finding after last year, they started their own international religious freedom roundtables or hosted events, training events on the ground. So these are really things that have actions. It's not just doing documents and policy, which is critical.
On that note, we'll have to break, Luann, but thank you for the time very, very much. And again, folks, if you want more information, we'll be repeating those websites as some of them are still being set up. But irfroundtable.org is one of them, irfroundtable.org, and state.gov/religious freedom is the one I think that's still under construction, but it'll be available soon. We'll keep you posted.
This is the Entertainment Answer. How did actor Jake Gyllenhaal feel stepping onto the set of the new Spider-Man film to play Mysterio?
It was exciting. I didn't realize how intimidating the journey would be or how big this movie was going to be until I came on set the first day. But I was also surrounded by a group of people who were very loving and inclusive and allowed me to sort of slowly warm up into the process.
Spider-Man Far From Home, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, Don Crow here for A Action Home Services. Are you looking for electrical, plumbing, or HVAC service? Do what I do. Call the company that operates with biblical values as their guiding principle, A Action Home Services. For over 40 years, this family-owned business has enriched the lives of people like you, our WAVA listeners. So for electrical, plumbing, or HVAC, call A Action Home Services, 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4 Imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
He's a miracle worker, a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
The original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or chriscraddock.com.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Clearing this evening, then mainly clear overnight. Not as muggy as recent nights. Low 60 outside the Beltway and 66 in the district. Mostly sunny tomorrow, warmer than today. High 87. Clear tomorrow night. Low 65 to 69. Wednesday, mostly sunny, very warm with an afternoon high temperature of around 90. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Hey, folks, we're so excited about the campaign with Heart for Lebanon. I have some firm numbers now. I want to update where we are. Our goal is 102 families. That's a $35,400 goal in total. To date, you have given over $8,340 of that money has been provided by your gifts. That means 47 families are going to be taken care of. That includes the full $8,000 passport matching money that you've very wisely and very quickly taken advantage of. So here's where we are. Our threshold goal, 102 families, 47 families provided for so far, leaving us 55 families to go. And I mentioned Jack and David and Jennifer and Suda and Jerome and Linda and David and Tom and Rosa and Kenneth and Richard and Maxine and Jeffrey, all of those folks I mentioned in the earlier hour. And I also want to thank John in Tacoma Park, Maryland, who said, hey, I want to take care of 12 of those families, 12 families, doing it $348 a month for 12 months. John, my friend, God bless you. Thank you for that tremendous gift of investing in the kingdom of God. And folks, this really is kingdom work. I don't use that word carelessly or those words carelessly. We are doing God's work together with Heart for Lebanon. Stay with us. I want you to be a part of it right now. Would you?
The following program is sponsored by Heart for Lebanon and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Yeah, you might think that that's your local vacation Bible school, but I'm here to tell you that that was a chapel service at one of the Hope Centers at our Heart for Lebanon ministry. And here's the thing that was amazing to me, Don, is I had the opportunity to videotape that. We pulled the audio for this afternoon, but as I had the opportunity to videotape that, I'm looking at the camera and I'm looking at the faces of these kids and I'm thinking, these are all Muslim children. Singing, every move I make with you, Jesus. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Now, look, I'm not going to tell you. I'd be misportraying the situation if I said that every one of those 100-plus kids were believers in Jesus Christ. But what I can tell you is, as you stand with us today, as you make your gift, you can be assured that Jesus is being written on their hearts every single day. And I'll tell you what. If you want to change the outlook of the future of the Middle East, I can't think of a better way to do it than that. A simple gift makes it happen. $116 is going to help us provide 4 months of Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for not one child, not two, but a family of six. $348 takes care of an entire year for that family. Or if you want to break that up, it's easy to do monthly, just $29 a month. It's just 98 cents a day, and you'll be able to take care of one of these refugee families for an entire month. Now, here's how you do it. Simple as going to the website, wava.com. You'll see a Heart for Lebanon banner there. If you want to learn more about the organization, great place to do it. You click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. There's videos there. You can find out more about us, and you can give in just a couple of moments. You also can get there quickly by just typing in the keyword heart right there on the website. If you want to give online or connect with one of our friendly operators, we've got the friendliest people in the world. They'll get you in and out in about 3 or 4 minutes. Just dial this number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222.
Tom, how do you decide, and I don't know that there's one answer to it, who you're going to help next? Because I have to believe that you're swamped with the need. Do people come and ask for the help? Do you go find them? How's that connection made with these refugees?
Well, every day, refugees are lining up, Muslim refugees, and you know they're Muslim by what they're wearing and how they're acting. Moms with their kids on their knees, Don, begging us to take their kids into our program, literally begging. It's heartbreaking. But we go through a pretty extensive assessment program. Everything that we do is faith-based. We're a Christian organization. We wave that flag loud and high. But we also work unconditionally. But now remember, unconditional goes both ways. So we'll serve you unconditionally, but we want to have a conversation with you unconditionally as well. Because we're honestly, it's not a bait and switch at all. It's because I'm generally interested in you and your family. I want to know what you came from, what your hurts are, what your dreams are. Why are you here? What do you hope to accomplish? And through conversations, we draw people into a conversation about Jesus Christ. And every one of them is wide open to it. They get there faster than we plan on them getting there.
Well, I was going to ask you, do they ever push back or resent it?
I haven't had one push back. Not one. They usually say to us,
the fields are white under harvest.
They're bleached. They're bleached under harvest in Lebanon. They're saying to us, listen, you're serving us. You care for us. You're different than somebody else. Somebody else just drops off food. You're teaching us how to be self-sufficient so that the 2,000 people we serve every month turns over about every 6 or 7 months. So it's not like we're going to feed them from now to Jesus come. We'll feed them as long as it takes. But they have, listen, we know this in America. When somebody comes to faith in Christ, there's this inward want to become better, to do life better. And they want to do life better. They want to get better. All they need is a little help, a little encouragement, a little bit of opportunity to dream again. And that's what your financial investment is doing today. It's an investment because it's going to pay dividends in the days that lie before us.
We need to hear from you right now, folks. 888-249-5222. So easy to be a part of it. I mean, $29 a month for 12 months. Many of you could do that. Not everyone, but many of you could. Others of you may do a $116 one-time gift, and that provides for 4 months of Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for a refugee family of six. It's an incredible figure itself. $116, one-time gift. And I've often suggested maybe you want to do it all at once if you're able to do it. You say, I just like to call with my credit card now or write the check or whatever. $348 one-time gift will take care of that same family of six for an entire year. Number to call, 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222, online at WAVA.com. Enter the keyword heart if you want to go that way. Waiting for you. We have much more to share. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's GUY to 85850.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Sir. Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. We listed house for $939, and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale, a mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about. Investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group. Serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself. And the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why, at 4 Imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail. Because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
To the Muslim world. Give us opportunities to reach out to the Arab world. We prayed that we would send missionaries to the countries around us. Well, there's no need for that anymore because the Arab world is here. The Muslim world is here. It's amazing. The country of Lebanon is the largest per capita host of refugees. My goodness, this is incredible. We've never had a field so ripe, so ready for the harvest.
It's a credible opportunity. We've been talking about it really all hour long together here about this is our moment in time. Never before in the history of the world, really, have we had an opportunity to reach into the Muslim population like we have right now. Hearts are wide open, and you can be involved. 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or online at wava.com. You know, Don, we mentioned this earlier. 2 million people in the country of Lebanon are refugees in a population of only 4 million. We serve 2,000 families a month, and people say, well, that doesn't sound like much. Well, it's true. I mean, to be honest with you, our numbers could be a lot greater, but one of the distinguishing factors about Heart for Lebanon is we, when we say we're going to serve somebody, we serve them month after month after month after month, and that opens up the opportunity for us to develop a relationship, which opens up the opportunity for us to share the gospel. But one of the things we noticed very quickly is, and it was one of the first impressions I think that I ever had when I went to Lebanon, is just the volume of children. And I'll tell you something just parenthetically here. One of the really sad situations that's happening, nobody's talking about, is the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children that have been born in Lebanon without a birth certificate. So you talk about people with no identity, no hope in the future. You know, like most Syrian children, Mahmoud was witnessed more than any child should at his age. Displacement, war, even the death of his family members. He actually has been forced at a very young age into child labor. This little boy's working 10 hours a day in a garage every day just to help his family survive. And when he goes back to the tent settlement, he works for zero pay there in front of the farmer just so his mom can keep the tent. She can't work because she was injured coming from Syria. It's where Heart for Lebanon met Mahmoud when our Hope on Wheels truck rolled into the tent settlement to teach kids about Jesus' love. This Hope on Wheels ministry was birthed on because we saw all these kids in these tent settlements, and we thought we're never going to be able to reach them all, but maybe there's another way to do it. So we have this truck that we roll in, and you know, we pull a stage out, and we have games, and we have fun, and we get to teach them about Jesus. Well, Mahmoud was drawn in by all the fun and the games, and he started to get really attentive during our Bible discussion time. As the relationship developed with our leaders, we were actually able to help him understand that God loves him even in the middle of some really, really terrible circumstance. Mahmoud has Jesus in his life now, and he's got a new sense of peace and hope for the future, and that's what Hope on Wheels is all about. It's what you make possible as you invest with us today. Look, we've talked about this before. You can make an ongoing monthly gift. $29 is going to take care of not only Mahmoud, but his entire family, six people, for an entire year. But I believe that there's somebody listening right now that might say, yeah, I can't make the monthly gift, but God's uniquely blessed me. And you're talking about taking care of families. I could step up and take care of 10 families with a gift of $3,500. Now, I know that's not for everybody. But we've had other people step up and say, how many families are in a village? About 30. I'll take care of the whole village, $10,000. Again, I know I'm not talking to everybody, but I believe that there are people listening right now, Don, that could make that gift. But here's the deal, and we've said it many times. Ask God what he wants you to do, and then simply do it. Just act in obedience. A gift of $116 is going to help this family for 4 months. Whatever God's telling you to do right now, will you be a part of where he is working in the country of Lebanon in an unbelievable way? Make the phone call right now.
As a matter of fact, as you're saying that, I'm thinking somebody out there listening also could maybe do that larger gift, but you could do it at $350 a month.
Sure.
For 12 months. And in fact, that's even a little bit over. That's 12 families instead of the 10. I like that as well. But I know, folks, we've done this work together for many years now. WAVA has been here since 1992. I came in 97, late 97. So we've all been working together, and you've done some incredible giving. I mean, I've said it for years. I brag all over the place about you. You are, I think, the best and most generous audience of any that Salem may minister to. Now, other hosts will probably argue with me over that, but I'm just proud of what you do and the spirit of giving that you've demonstrated time and time and time again. Whether it is $12 a month, or in this case, $29 a month, or whether it's a one-time gift of $200 or $300 or $400, somebody listening right now, you know who you are. You could either make that one-time gift of $3,500. You've done that sort of thing in the past. I don't mind challenging you to do it again if God's speaking to you. Or someone else would say, look, I can do that, but I'd like to do it over the next 12 months, $350 a month.
And here's the deal, Don. Look, it's not equal gifts, right? That's not what God wants. It's
that's
equal
right.
sacrifice,
yes.
Right? Because for each of us, that's a different thing. And I'll tell you, the need is huge. We set out in this partnership together to take care of 115 families. But honestly, if everybody listening right now would do something, we'll meet the needs of that. That's four of the tent settlements that we work with. Would you be a part of it? 888-249-5222 is the number to call. 888-249-5222. If you can't get to the phone, you're too busy to do that, maybe you're still at work, go to the website. It's very easy and quick to give. Just click the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave.
Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Gofran and Khalid are refugee brothers, orphaned when their father was killed and their mother abandoned them during the Syrian war. Now they live in a farmer's field in Lebanon with dirt and disease everywhere. But every other week when Heart for Lebanon's Hope on Wheels educational fun truck shows up, they're usually right on the front row singing worship songs and reciting Bible verses. In the middle of despair, Gofran and Khalid are finding hope in Jesus. But this only happens as you give. $29 a month will help bring Christian education, food, and survival essentials to boys like this and their family. Call 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. Or give online at WAVA.com. For just 98 cents a day, you can help a refugee family of six for an entire year. Click the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com or call 888-249-5222.
Some of you may have noticed that the WAVA FM signal has been very weak at times recently, especially in the middays. This is due to work on our tower that will be taking place through about July 8th. When the work is done, we'll be returning to full strength. In the meantime, if you lose the WAVA 105.1 FM broadcast signal, download our mobile app and listening on any mobile device or through Alexa. And thanks for listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA.
What could happen to your marriage if you had a personalized 6-week plan to grow your relationship?
Family Life wants to give you an ebook, Stronger Forever, with weekly steps toward greater marriage fitness, free. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
Get your free marriage ebook and register to win an 8-day luxury marriage cruise for two. Go to WAVA.com, keyword stronger.
And he's part of our Hope Center. Abdul Malik, 11 years old, he led his mother to the Christ and asked her to join our worship gathering on Sunday. When we met Abdul Malik, he was this shy boy. Now Abdul Malik is practicing soccer with his friends. Abdul Malik is a part of our Sunday school. These stories are happening every day. This is the blessed part of our story. When you look at the dark part in Syria and what the media is keep focusing about it, we say, no, there's another light part, and there's a lot of people whose life has been transformed, whose life has been changed.
Amazing. Darkness versus light.
Exactly. That's Malad. He's one who heads up our ministry in the south of Lebanon, and he is one that's been come to faith in Jesus Christ, too. His background is very, very, very dark, but he saw the light and came to the light and now is witnessing to other people. And the story he told, we can repeat over and over and over again, not just in the south of Lebanon, but also in the Bekaa Valley. Because when you share the love of Christ, when you become God's hands and his feet and his voice, lives are changed. And what the blessing we have, and I'm sorry to think about it this way, is, but the Syrian refugees aren't going back to Syria anytime soon, unfortunately. But fortunately, we have this time that we're not wasting. We're helping to disciple them to go deep, building an indigenous mission force to go back into Syria when the timing is right, when it's safe, when they're allowed to go back, and help the local church in Syria rebuild Syria with a moral servant leadership using the church as the center of the rebuilding process. It's not the government that will rebuild Syria. It is the church, and we're starting that rebuilding process now.
You know, Don, one of the things that it's been amazing to me is I've had the opportunity to visit with so many refugees there in Lebanon over the last couple of years. We ask them one simple question. We always ask when we're in these tents, you know, what's your hope for the future? Do you know I have yet to meet one refugee that said, I want to come to America? And they know we're Americans. That would be easy for them to say. You know what they say? I want to go home. I mean, think about it. If you had everything taken away from you, if you were forced out of your home, one minute you were living just fine, and the next minute you were in a foreign country in a tent, what would you want to do? You know, I talk to people. They say, well, I just miss my family. I miss my neighbors, my job. I miss my life, right? They just want to go home. I say, let's send them home different than the way they came. Let's send them home with Jesus.
Folks, it couldn't be more simple or powerful than that. The gospel in action, as it's supposed to be. And it can only happen as ministries such as Heart for Lebanon are raised up by the providence and the grace of God. But they can only do what they're doing by us coming together to you and saying, we need your partnership. We need your gift. Whether it's $116 for 4 months to provide Christian education, food, essentials for survival for one of those refugee families of six people, or if you want to give $29 a month for 12 months, very easy thing for many of you to commit to, 98 cents, really that's less than a dollar a day, 98 cents a day. Or you want to say, I'll do a one-time $348 gift to take care of a family for a year, or any combination thereof, and we're still waiting for that one or two people that God has spoken to say, hey, I'll do 10 families. Here's my $3,500 one-time gift. Now, you're out there. You've done it many times in the past. I'm praying God will touch your heart right now. Somebody else says, I'll do that, but I'll do it over the next 12 months, $350 a month. 888-249-5222, online, WAVA.com. Click on the banner or just enter the keyword heart. Thank you so much for what you're going to do right now.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.